So what are Texas cities doing right now about short-term rentals? Well, you'll find a whole wide array of what they're doing, all the way from nothing at all, which may be the majority of cities in the state of Texas, to the outright banning of short-term rentals of property, ordinances that limit the location of short-term rentals, all the way up to comprehensive restrictive regulations of short-term rentals. I would put Austin and San Angelo in probably the having more robust regulations than most cities in Texas. Houston and El Paso, for example, have absolutely no regulations at all associated with short-term rentals of property. Dallas, on the other hand, is considering increased regulation, and they recently appointed a task force. Again, Dallas isn't doing much right now. Operators of short-term rentals in Dallas must register the short-term rental with the city controller's office and then pay the applicable hotel occupancy taxes on any income derived from the rental. But that's pretty much it in Dallas right now. Now, a decent number of cities, usually smaller cities, suburban cities, such as Hearst, Southlake, Sugarland, Grapevine, Westlake, and with the exception of Sugarland, the others are here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Those cities have an outright ban on short-term rentals of property. To give you an example, what these regulations are like, they're pretty short and sweet. Southlake, for example, defines what is a short-term rental property. It defines the term rental, and then it has a one-sentence regulation. All short-term rentals are hereby prohibited and unlawful within the city of Southlake. So that is not in Southlake's zoning ordinance. That is in their code of ordinances, not in the zoning ordinance. Now, Fort Worth and Galveston have some limitations on locations of short-term rentals. San Antonio has what I would consider moderate regulation of short-term rentals. And let me just say that all of these cities that are being addressed, I have the citations in the paper. That's for this presentation. And so if you need to look up any of those, you can find the specific site in the Code of Ordinances for each of the respective cities. But San Antonio has a couple of classifications. They have a type one rentals, which are residential dwelling units occupied by the owner, and type two rentals, which are residential dwelling units not occupied by the owner or operator. And they have some regulations about density. They mandate that the operator may not prohibit prepared food or beverage for consumption for a fee. They can't use the property as a venue for weddings, events, restaurants, meeting halls. And also San Antonio, which is somewhat unusual to me, they do not collect hotel occupancy taxes on the short-term rentals as well. Now, San Angelo and Austin, I think, have the more comprehensive, robust regulations of short-term rentals. I'm going to be talking a little bit about Austin, but a couple of years ago when I did speak about this topic here at the UT Land Use Conference, San Angelo had just adopted some new regulations. And again, to the best of my knowledge, though, they're still in effect, and I'm not aware of any legal challenges to them. And I would say they're probably San Angelo is probably not as comprehensive as Austin, but nonetheless a fairly comprehensive ordinance with issues about assembly, which we will talk about in just a moment. Since the city of Dallas is looking at short-term regulations of property, I have a slide where the city of Dallas, in one of its presentations to the Dallas City Council, went through and provided a checklist of what cities are doing. And again, this is Arlington, Austin, Dallas, El Paso, Fort Worth, Houston, and San Antonio. And again, whether they regulate or don't regulate them with a check in the box. As you see, Austin has a lot of checks in the boxes. Houston, El Paso have no checks in the boxes whatsoever, which indicates the degree of regulation by the cities. And I would like to thank Chris Sweckert from the city of Dallas for allowing me to use that slide. But as I said just a little bit earlier, Dallas is looking at its short-term rental of property regulations. Well, why is that? Well, I don't want to just say it's a money grab, but there are certainly significant income and revenue and potential municipal revenue associated with short-term regulation, short-term rentals of property. In Dallas, when they did their review in January of this year, and obviously because of the coronavirus, things have slowed down in that process going forward right now. But Dallas found there's a potential honeypot there of fees that which it could tap into. They determined there was $64 million in supplemental income that was generated in North Texas by Airbnb hosts, and about $37 million of that was earned by homeowners in Dallas County. Again, $64 million in North Texas, $37 million in Dallas County. A typical Airbnb host in North Texas earns about $6,800 per year from short-term rental property, and there are about 466,000 Airbnb guests per year in North Texas. About half of those, a little under half of those, about 253,000 are in Dallas County. Again, not in the city of Dallas, but in Dallas County itself.